Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program presented by the Community State Bank in Peyton. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guests today are two Green County High School students here with us from Student Council. We have the junior class president, Olivia Shannon, and we have a Student Council member, Alexa Peters, now joining us. So first and foremost, Olivia, talk to us a little bit about the upcoming homecoming stuff, primarily dress-up days, and kind of go through each day of the week there, as well as what you're asking from the community to participate in that.
So we're starting off the week with Dress Your Best because it's picture day. So just dress formally and nicely. And then Tuesday is pajama day. And then Wednesday we're having an opposite day. And Thursday is a throwback Thursday. So dress in your 80s or 90s. And then Friday we're doing a Ram Spirit Showdown. So show your school spirit. And we are inviting the community and businesses to participate in our dress-up days to show our Ram spirit. Tag Ram Fanatic on Facebook with your photos. Winners will be announced at halftime at the football game and presented with a traveling trophy.
Why involve the community? I mean, it's a cool idea to have the community kind of participate in dress-up days, but why involve the community in this kind of venture?
We just want to get the whole community involved and have the whole community show their Ram spirit.
And so, Alexa, can you tell us a little bit about, I know you've got kind of like these mini activities that go on every day throughout the week during your advisory time. Can you kind of go over that list of different activities for people to know about?
Yes. So Monday, we are doing banner decorating to hang up in the commons. Tuesday, we're finishing the banners. Wednesday is Guess the Teacher, so it's going to be kind of a cahoot, and we show a baby picture of one of the teachers, and you have to guess which one it is. Thursday is sign up for Friday activities and Flexi Sketch, which is something we do every week. And then Friday is advisory competitions in the auditorium. So it's just a bunch of little mini games that everybody gets to participate in.
And I'm guessing this is to get students involved and everybody kind of doing something throughout the week. Can you tell us a little bit about why Student Council wanted to kind of continue this type of thing during advisory time?
Yeah, so some people aren't involved in a sports season during this time, and this way, during advisory, we can all connect and have everyone involved in homecoming.
Now, obviously, during homecoming week, you've got other kinds of athletic activities that are going on, and so, Olivia, can you kind of run down for us what Monday through Wednesday's schedule kind of looks like and what the public can come to?
So Monday at 6 o'clock, we have a JV football game at home. And then Tuesday, there is a home volleyball game, and at that game, the pork producers are going to be grilling for us, and it's a free will donation of a meal of a pork burger, chips, water, and cookies, and we just hope that will help draw the whole community to come support our volleyball team. And then we're also giving away a free popcorn to the first 50 students that come.
All right, and so Alexa, can you kind of finish out the Thursday and Friday's athletic activities for folks?
Yes, so Thursday, there's a cross-country meet at Perry, and then during school at lunch, there will be popsicles given out. And then, like I said, the advisory activity is signing up for Friday's activities. And then on Friday is a shortened schedule, so we'll be done at 10:15, and then 10:15 to 11:15, we will have advisory competitions in the auditorium. Then at 1 is the dismissal for the pep rally in the gym, and then the parade leaves from the gravel lot by the football field at 2:15. Floats will travel north on Chestnut Street and go around to the east side of the square. Coronation will follow the parade on the south side of the courthouse at 3-ish. And then high school bus riders go to the old high school, the now middle school. Bus will leave from there at approximately 3:20. And the Green County and Peyton Sheridan Court will be introduced prior to the football game at 6:45. And then Green County versus Red Oak football game is at 7.
And obviously with this kind of normal looking coordination and all the other, the pep rally and the parade all coming back to more normalish style on Friday, what's that like for you, Alexa, to be able to just have these normal things happen and, you know, kind of give us a comment or your opinion about, you know, having the coordination ceremony prior to the football game, because a lot of high schools still have their coordination ceremony during the football game.
It's really exciting to get back to normal. Last year, like you said, we had it the coronation during the football game. So it's really exciting to have it before at the courthouse with the whole community gathered around and listening to it and not just at the football game at halftime.
All right. So, Olivia, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about what's happening on Saturday and then telling us your from your perspective what it's like to have a more normalish homecoming.
So on Saturday, October 2nd, we are finishing up the homecoming week with our homecoming dance from 8 to 10 p.m., and we are holding that at the middle school gym. And the theme for that is Glow the Night Away, so it's going to be neon and glowing, and we're going to have a bunch of glow sticks for everybody, and there is a $5 admission for that. I'm really excited this year to have a normal homecoming. Last year, with COVID, we weren't able to have a parade, a pep rally, a dance, or any of the really exciting parts of homecoming. So this year, we're able to do all of those fun highlights of the week. So it makes me really excited.
And finally, if you wouldn't mind telling us what this year's theme is and how you were able to decide on this year's theme.
The theme for this year is Ram the Tigers. We decided this because the Red Oak mascot is Tigers, and we just thought it worked.
And then obviously with having everybody involved this year and everything being kind of more normalish, Alexa, if you wouldn't mind telling us a little bit about how you think the school will react to this, and you know, your fellow classmates, are they supportive of everything that you've got planned out for this year? What's the talks been like as you kind of planned out homecoming this year?
I think mostly everyone is supportive of all the activities we're doing. We had some tiffs during the week of where to have stuff and if we were going to have stuff, but I think everybody's on board for everything.
And that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Green County program. Here with our Green County High School Student Council members is Olivia Shannon and Alexa Peters joining us once again. Community State Bank of Peyton is an independent, locally owned bank in business since 1956. Back with more here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network.